and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And just want to give everybody a heads up again, please be sure to check your spam as far as with our emails that we are sending out. Yahoo and Google, again, we're getting reports that stuff is not getting, basically not going to people's inbox. It's going to their spam. We just had an issue earlier personally trying to test an email that we're going to be sending out very soon on the aspects of the medical industry and how it was essentially natural based, you know, at the beginning of the 1900s, and now it has gone into essentially a pharmaceutical based industry that is only driven by pure profits and greed. Very, very well written article by Harrison, and we had to send it to ourselves 5 times as Google kept blocking it and saying that it was basically junk mail and wouldn't even allow it to go to spam. Repeatedly. So just giving you guys a heads up, it's happening to us too now. Django Mail has been aware of it. We've notified them of it. They're doing their best they can to reach out to these massive tech companies that are essentially owned and controlled by the top. Everybody, as far as in Facebook, Google, Twitter, Yahoo, they're all these guys are interlinked at the top of the pyramid. They're all running it. They're all blocking it. They're all doing everything they can to suppress the real news of what's going on. So just want to give everybody a heads up on that. If you signed up for our free weekly newsletter, which I suggest you do, and you haven't gotten emails, please check your spam and try to whitelist it repeatedly, as this is not going to get better. They are going to do everything they can over the next year, especially with the election coming up in 2020. They're going to do everything they can to try to suppress anything that they deem to be, remember, fake news is what they call anything that they don't agree with, or Russian news, or whatever term they want to come up with now, or conspiracy theory. All this stuff that involves that or involves truth is pretty much being suppressed now. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that. Other than that, Dad, how are you doing today?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it, whether they suppress our news or not. And we knew this was going to happen. I've told my listeners. We've told you guys. We've told our people that we work with here at the office. It's what they're going to do. They're suppressing all large natural health sites, period. They don't want us telling you the truth. And then on top of that, we're now a news aggregator. We're posting stories on Health Master's website. And on top of that, we're doing this show every day, which you saw yesterday got flagged and shut down again when Austin was in the middle talking about the Second Amendment rights. And so it's one of those things that we all need to work together as a team. So if we go into your spam or into your whatever box, just pull us back up, whitelist us again, and force them to accept it. To force your inbox to accept it, because they've changed the algorithms again as far as how they're sorting it. So it's one of those things. Oh, by the way, I've got a new microphone. I hope you guys like it. Hope it sounds good. It sounded good yesterday in our test that we did. So for all of you folks that were fussing at Austin because my microphone was so bad, please send him an email and see if you like this microphone while I still have my return ability on this microphone. And we can try some other ones if you don't like this one. But I think this is a lot better than the last one was. And so thank you for your feedback on all of that stuff. Now, I want to start off with something that really kind of blew my mind this morning, Austin. I got a link in. And this Maxwell, this Giselle Maxwell girl, the girl who is the Mossad operative, who's the CIA operative, who is a submarine captain, aircraft pilot, jet pilot, helicopter pilot, kind of like the James Bond of women, who basically brought thousands of young girls, apparently, perhaps, maybe, but a bunch of young girls to Jeffrey Epstein to have him rape them as far as molest them, and to bring the world's elite leaders together to compromise them. This woman, right? This Giselle Maxwell, who was the love interest, so to speak, or how should I say this, when he wasn't having sex with little girls, he was having sex with her, or the one he was, I don't know what she is, okay? She's just another weirdo. But she surfaced. She came out of her giant mansion up there in the Northeast, and she went to a burger joint. It was called In-N-Out Burger. I kid you not. And she was reading a book at In-N-Out Burger, making sure everybody saw her. Now, this is the irony of all of this. The name of the book was The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives and Deaths of CIA Operatives. You can't make this stuff up. She's sitting in the restaurant, making sure everybody sees her, taking pictures of her, reading The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives and Deaths of CIA Operatives. Now, think about this.
She is accused in court papers of providing sex slaves for Epstein and engaging in threesomes with financier and underage girls, and has not been photographed in public since 2016. But suddenly, right after his death, she pops back out, and she's reading this secret life of the CIA and the guys who die in the clandestine service of the United States of America. And guys, this is another psychop. Yesterday they said, well, Jeffrey Epstein now has been found that he did not hang himself, which we all knew, because remember, this narrative didn't stick. It did not stick. Everybody knew it was a lie, and everybody knew that he was either murdered or relocated, and a double was put in. I mean, nobody believes the suicide stuff. Nobody. And so what ends up happening is she basically is coming out now and trying to tell everybody how wonderful the CIA is and how honorable they are by reading this book, which, by the way, is sold out on Amazon. I was going to order a copy of it, and it is sold out because as soon as this hit the news with the New York Post, boom, the book got sold out. Because she's now trying to spin the narrative about how honorable their agency is. Now, think about this for a second. They put an ex-cop in his jail cell a few weeks ago who supposedly attacked him. This guy had murdered 4 people in a drug deal gone bad after he'd gotten hurt on the job and retired. He's awaiting execution. I kid you not. They put this guy in the cell with Epstein a few weeks ago, and supposedly he grabs him by the neck and chokes him or whatever happened, and they have him in there by himself. The judge ordered, the attorneys for Epstein, they order that the suicide watch be lifted. The schedule is all changed. People show up in covert vans. But we have to ask ourselves a question. Was Epstein's double the one who was originally arrested? Or was it the real Epstein? Ask yourself that question. Who in the world was in the cell? Without proper DNA, which we will never have, there's not going to be any ability for us to verify any of this. And I'm going to say what I said earlier. This is my personal opinion. I don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein is dead. I believe that he had a dead man switch, which means basically he has to basically put a computer. What he has is here's what that means. You've got like 10,000 pages of files with pictures of all the people who slept with all these young girls. And every 24 hours, every 48 hours, you have to go into that file and you have to put a suppress code in it so it doesn't download automatically into the internet and basically go everywhere all at once and nobody can stop it. So every 24 hours, every 72 hours, you got to reset the timer clock. That's a dead man switch. And so if they kill him, he can't reset the dead man switch. So they're not going to kill this guy. Now, they may put him in isolation, or they may give him a good plastic surgery job and have him go back to Israel, with which he's dual citizen, and basically hang out the rest of his life over there with a bunch of money, continuing tripping his dead man switch or allowing it to be done. But guys, this is the irony of all of it. Ghislaine Maxwell basically is reading the book on the honor of the CIA. Now let's talk about the honor of the CIA for a second. Let's talk about the fact that the CIA was directly responsible for slinging the dope out of Southeast Asia. They're the ones who became from the. They became they. The OSS became the CIA after World War II. They had to find a way to fund themselves, so they figured they'd go the dope route, and they start running huge amounts of heroin and cocaine and everything else. I mean, this is declassified. Look at Iran-Contra. Look what happened with Barry Seals. Look at the movie Tom Cruise did. This is not something we're making up. They were putting 50 kilos of heroin into every body bag, every casket of every GI killed in Vietnam. So their incentive was to kill as many people as they could. They're slinging more dope into the United States, as far as I'm concerned. Hence, why did these guys take the same hill 25 times? I mean, maybe that's an exaggeration, but that's what they had them doing over there over and over and over again. Then they had a big problem with the Southeast Asia climate, so they moved all the heroin production to Afghanistan, and suddenly we got out of Southeast Asia and started pumping the drugs out of Afghanistan. John F. Kennedy knew what was going on. He wanted to disband the CIA because they'd become so corrupt. And now all of a sudden, she's reading a book on the honor of the CIA? Are you kidding me? Look what they were doing in Benghazi. Look what watch that movie 13 Hours with the witch of Benghazi and what she did. This is a completely corrupt, covert organization, along with the FBI. The FBI may have some good people in it still, but a large percentage of the FBI is corrupt. And there may be some good CIA operatives that don't agree with what they're being told to do, but you know, maybe they're the ones that were left in Benghazi to die. I don't know. But the whole thing about it is this woman, this woman who traffics children, is sitting in a burger joint less than a week after Epstein's death, or a week or so after Epstein's death, and basically is telling everybody how honorable the CIA and the Mossad is. Are you kidding me? They haven't been known. We've overthrown over 50 countries and their administrations and their governments with the CIA. And this is supposed to be an honorable organization. Guys, the United States has been hijacked. We've given our rights to the congressional leaders who've been compromised via the Mossad, via the CIA. They've given it over to the military-industrial complex, who's given it basically over, you know, to these intelligence agencies, who's given it over to the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, New World Order people, the guys who took down Building 7. This is how it works. And now we're being told, and if you missed anything this week, you've got to listen to Wednesday's show. I break it down, and I tell you who the real planetary rulers are, what their goal is, what they're trying to do, what they do in order to accomplish their goals. And it's so important that you understand this is not a battle against flesh and blood, but against these unseen forces. This weirdo group that worships Lucifer and Baal and Moloch and a whole list of other names, this is who's running the planet. We are in the grip of a satanic New World Order. And guys, they ain't gonna stop. They're playing for blood. They want the entire world under their dominion. And that's the whole key. So when I see people like this Ghislaine Maxwell, whose father ended up owing billions and billions and billions of dollars, found dead floating naked off the back of his yacht, I guess he decided to push the wrong people the wrong way, and suddenly she's reading books like this and going out into public like this just to push this narrative, it just blows my mind that they think, even as drug down, dumbed down, opiate downed, fluoride downed, statin drug downed for our brains and our IQ scores, that the vast majority of the population in America has rejected the Jeffrey Epstein suicide. I mean, nobody on Facebook or Instagram, nobody accepted the fact that he committed suicide. That's why they had to say, oh, by the way, he had broken eggs. And then on top of this, the pathologist is like 85 years old, who basically did the Kennedy autopsy and Martin Luther King autopsy, who was an agent of the deep state. He does a doggone Jeffrey Epstein. Can't they find another pathologist who's not 85 years old to do this nonsense? No. Again, the narrative has to be maintained. And guys, this is why we do this show. You know, years ago when I started doing this show, I told Austin, I said, we're going to do a show. And he says, okay. And I said, we've got to be a voice that's going to be heard. A voice that's going to go out there and say, hey, look, this ain't right. We're being lied to. Again, we've got to have the ability to tell our side. And that's why the new Gutenberg press that we know of as the internet has come out and allowed us to do this. So guys, I want to thank you. I had the opportunity to pray for you today. I had a good friend of mine told me the other day, he listens to the show every day, and he goes, you know, this show is like the highlight of my day. And I looked at him, I said, you know what? It's the highlight of my day too. I mean, think about it. There's so many of us listening right now together. It'd be like all of us sitting together having dinner. And, you know, we're just talking and chilling out. That's what this show is to me. It's a show of hope, of understanding, of teaching, and letting you guys know that we have the ability through Christ and through prayer to change this mess if we stay together in the aggregate. I love you guys. Austin, what do you think?
No, absolutely. That was really well said. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting on how you continually hear the mainstream media. You guys know they push the vaccines, they push the vaccines, they push the vaccines some more. And then they tell us that you can't get medical exemptions, that you can't get religious exemptions, trying to do everything they can. Because why? Because they say, you know, the vaccines are basically their gift to humanity. That if you don't get a vaccine, you're essentially almost a terrorist, is what they essentially act like. Well, as I've told you guys this in numerous times before, vaccines don't work in most cases like they say they're supposed to do. In most cases, they have significant side effects and they don't do what they're supposed to do. Case in point, another example of this, and this apparently has happened repeatedly now, the problem is the mainstream media refuses to report on it. So I've got another article here that I found now out of Seattle discussing it as well. You guys remember a lot of times, in most of the cases, in the Disney measles issue that we saw years ago, also two up north, majority of the people that are coming down with the measles in these cases, when you hear, we've had 300 people with the measles, we had 400 people with the measles, when you try to do the research, if you can actually get it, which is difficult because it's so heavily suppressed, you'll find out the bulk of those individuals that have the measles that are listed in that group are individuals that got got the measles vaccine or the MMR vaccine. The compound in almost every case that I've seen when people start getting the measles is because they've gotten the vaccine, whether it lowers their immune system and they contract it organically, or B, whether the virus shedding causes them to contract the measles from the live virus that they're injected. This is out of Seattle. Seattle Children's Hospital, a nurse has now been diagnosed with measles after she was allegedly exposed to a child who tested positive for the measles. The nurse, who's in her 20s, works in the inpatient units, had already received two MMR vaccinations this year and had worn appropriate personal protective equipment while caring for the pediatric patient. However, she still contracted measles anyways and now is basically kept in isolation. Now, here's what you have to ask yourself, and this is what I was trying to find out, and I could not find it yet in this article or any other ones around it, is when she got her last MMR vaccination. Because in most cases, I can almost guarantee you her MMR vaccine, the last time she got it, was extremely close to when she actually contracted the measles now. Whether or not she got it from the child she was helping or working on, whether or not she got it from the MMR vaccine, I don't know. But the case is right here, factual, that she got two MMR vaccinations this year and still managed to contract the measles. Now, she's basically stable and recovering just fine. So is the child. As again, I've told you guys before, they've made the measles out to be this unbelievably horrible, absolutely insanely disgusting epidemic. When you get the measles, it's basically like you contract Ebola. And it's not. There's a reason why they talk about all these people contracting the measles, but you don't see or hear about a single person dying. Last person actually died in the United States from the measles, I think, was in 2016, and it was an elderly man. Before that, it was like in 2015, and it was like a one-year-old or an infant that contracted the measles. People don't die very often from the measles, and so when you start looking at the negative side effects from getting the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and the side effects that go along with it, and the fact that majority of the people that actually contract the measles got the vaccination and got the measles from the shedding vaccine of the measles in the vaccination, you start realizing that this whole thing is a complete and total lie, which they are using now as an excuse to strip us of our constitutional rights, and one of those is the ability to be able to not have something thrusted upon us without our consent, and the ability to have a religious exemption to these things, which they're trying to remove out of so many states now. So I thought that was really interesting, Dad, that this lady has had both MMR shots this year and was wearing protective gear and still managed to catch the measles, but again, is recovering just fine.
You know, Austin, the MMR vaccine is the one that's been linked repeatedly to autism. You think, well, is that the only factor with autism? No. The glyphosate, pesticides, who knows? There's all kinds. It's a multi-tiered approach we have to use with autism now. But these folks that are promoting the use of these vaccines, remember, when you get a vaccine put on the vaccine drug schedule, there's no testing involved in it. I'm going to kind of go over this for a second. They don't have to test this drug. You say, why don't they have to test it? Because they don't have any liability exposure. If they can get the FDA to approve it, and it's never even been tested in a clinical trial, or if they bogus up a clinical trial, they're going to make tens of billions of dollars in the long run on this vaccine. And they can't be sued. So in other words, if it kills a bunch of people, it doesn't make any difference to these guys. They can't be sued. They got Ronald Reagan to do this. Because what happened is back in the 80s, there were so many side effects happening with vaccines and so many debilitating damages being done to these children that these vaccine manufacturers are being sued out of existence by the trial attorneys, which is one of the things that they did that was actually good. And the crazy part about it is that Ronald Reagan had to come in and initiate this doggone legislation because these guys were going to be out of business because they were hurting so many people. So what do? They set up the Vaccine Compensation Fund. What does that mean? Well, that means all the people that basically have been brain damaged or killed or whatever, they get to go to the government now and get compensation to get paid for. You get to get money. And you're like, wait a minute, they said they were safe. If they were safe, why haven't they paid out billions and billions of dollars, up to $160 million already this year? Why has so much money already been paid out this year if vaccines are safe? Nobody asked that question. You know, there are people out there that when they get these injections, they have all kinds of horrible side effects from them. So you have to ask yourself a question. If you're going to play Russian roulette with your own health, have yourself at it, buddy. Just do what you want to do. It's up to you. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea, but go ahead and do it. But why do you have the right to do that with your child's health? Years ago, Austin was going into the Marine Corps, you know, that Obama won the election, also decided not to go in, and the OCS program as an officer. And it was interesting to me when all that happened. I warned Austin. I said, now remember, I've not allowed you to get vaccinated your entire life. I said, because you were under my care. I said, now if you want to do this, this is entirely up to you, because you're at that time, I think he was 19 or 20 years old. And I said, he's already finished his bachelor's degree at 19. And I said, whatever you want to do is up to you. I said, but I'm letting you know that if I were you, I'd try to go in and see if I get a waiver as far as getting 50 or 60 vaccinations when you first enter into the military, and which they told him they would do. Now, whether they were going to honor that or not, I don't know. But here's the point of all of this. You know, why do we have the right? It's like I also talked about a few weeks ago. When you're pregnant and you're eating junk food or you're not taking your vitamins, why would you do that? Why would you take a chance of having a child that wasn't properly developed? Years ago, I knew this girl, and she went to church with us, her and her husband. And I'm not going to mention any names because it's a horrible story. And they're divorced now anyhow, but I'm still not going to mention any names. And I warned her. She was pregnant. And I said, you've got to take folate. You've got to take supplements. You've got to take B vitamins. You've got to do this. You don't want spina bifida. You don't want to have any problems neurologically. And the girl just ate junk. She was a sanguine. She's all over the place all the time. Just blah, 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 you know, just unbelievable. She was a nice girl, but she just wasn't structured. And what ended up happening is, about 6 months into the pregnancy, the doctor did a test on them, and the baby had no brain. And you say, well, this is a horrible story, Ted. I didn't say it was a good story. I told you to start with it was a bad story. And they had to go in there and they had to induce a miscarriage, you know, an abortion. And then they had to remove the fetus that was basically had no brain, was dead. And she basically was in tears. And she said, I don't know what to do. I said, well, you know, just make sure if you get pregnant again that you use the proper supplements. That's why our prenatals are so good. You think, well, why would somebody do that? Well, because of ignorance, because they don't know any better. You know, that's the truth. I'm not saying they're stupid, because she wasn't. She's a very smart girl, just ignorance. You know, you've got to understand that if you get pregnant, it needs to be something that you plan in advance, that you take supplements for in advance, and your body is super healthy in advance, and you maintain the nutrient load into your body to develop the fetus properly. In addition to that, the last trimester, you have to massively increase omega-3 fats, which massively increases the IQ scores of the children. Very, very, very important to understand this. Now, Austin was saying that we need to have the rights to say no on our vaccinations. I want you guys to look up the Nuremberg Code, the significance of the Nuremberg Code. This is from the New England Journal of Medicine. I've got this posted on our website. And it's talking about the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Now, you hear that? The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that this is from the New England Journal of Medicine. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent. The reason they did this is because of the experimentation on the inmates and the prisoners in the concentration camps in World War II by these nutbag Nazi scientists. They had to fix this so it wouldn't happen again. The person that says should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force. It says this in the Nuremberg Code. Fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and the enlightened decision. This latter element requires that before the acceptance of an affirmative decision by the experimental subject, that there should be made known to him its nature, the duration, and the purpose of this experiment, the method and means by which it is to be conducted, all inconveniences and hazards reasonably to be expected, and the effects upon his health or person which may possibly come from his participation. This is what the Nuremberg Code says. And so these vaccines haven't been tested. So when we allow ourselves to get these injections, we are engaging in a experimentation that we know could cause horrible side effects. But yet the Nuremberg Code that was basically done after World War II to prevent this from ever happening again is being completely and totally ignored by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industry, Donald Trump, Rothschild complex. And yes, you heard me say it. I've had enough. I'm done now. The Second Amendment stuff, the background checks, Donald Trump calling white privilege out the other day, I am done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm waiting for a third-party candidate to show up that I can put my hopes on. Say, well, that's a waste of your vote, Ted. I'm done. I'm not going to be here on this show with all of you guys listening saying, oh, by the way, guys, I'm going to say it again, and I said it earlier this week. Hillary Clinton could never have gotten red flag gun laws passed. She would never have pushed this. It never would have happened. It never would have happened. She could have never had all these background check things passed, and now she would have run around yelling white privilege. So let me ask yourself a question.
What the heck? I mean, has Trump been a Rothschild cutout Trojan horse? They tell us that Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire. They're saying, well, maybe he's not a billionaire. We know the Rothschilds bailed Trump out in the 80s. Is he really a billionaire or is he a millionaire? What's his net worth? Who's he beholden to? What is the purpose of him being in the White House? I want to believe with all my heart that he was real in the beginning, that he wanted to make America great again. I want to believe that. But is this another episode of the Worldwide Wrestling Federation? I don't know anymore. So the whole thing's weird to me. But guys, think about the Nuremberg Code. We all have the right to informed consent. We have the right to basically make a decision. And why in the world hasn't any of our mainstream news outlets brought up the Nuremberg Code when it comes to forced vaccines? I mean, the mainstream outlets are primarily run by the Jewish folks. They're the ones who were primarily being done horrible things to in the concentration camps. And now they're up in New York, they're suing everybody because they're trying to force them to do vaccines with aborted fetal cells in them. The Jewish folks are, and they're winning in court, and they're doing all of this stuff. So why is the mainstream media not doing it? Why? Because the same group that owns the mainstream media owns the petrochemical pharmaceutical corporations, and they want to make money from me and you and all the rest of us. Why? Because there's greed involved. They don't care what they do to us. They want to debilitate everybody. And we talked about that on Wednesday, about what was the real reason that we had up to 1 in 32 boys now with autism. Listen to that show from Wednesday. Austin, what do you think?
That's really well said. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, this is exactly the where they're going with this, and there has been a lot of traction. I watched a YouTube video yesterday by a pretty big patriot on there, who's gotten pretty popular on YouTube, and he's pretty much said the similar things. He said, you know, we've kind of sat back for the last couple of years, and we were so excited we got Trump in office, and all we did was basically try to, normalize things more and try to reframe things more when stuff was getting weird. And he said, now it's to the point where if this starts to go through, you know, we can't be accepting of this as far as the assault weapon ban, the red flag gun law, this whole background check. Let me explain something to you guys real quick. I know a lot of people don't know, completely understand what they're trying to do with this. You hear the term all the time, background checks, background checks, background checks, background checks. Anytime you purchase a firearm new from an SSL dealer, you go through a federal background check, which goes through your entire history pretty much. Majority of the time, it's flags anything that pops up. If you're a felon, if you've been involved with something, you know, as far as you've been convicted of a felon, you've gone to prison, so forth. That's what it's designed for. So what they've come forward now, and they're trying to use this guise of saying background checks. There's no reason to expand a background check that already goes back on your entire record to see if you've got any felonies or anything like that. That's not what they're trying to do. What they're using is the term background check as a guise to go in and make you register your weapons. The whole concept of the new background check laws that they keep introducing are very, very specific and very clear cut. They want to make it illegal in the United States of America to sell a weapon, to gift a weapon, to transfer a weapon to any other person without going through a licensed gun dealer. Meaning if I want to sell Dad one of my AR-15s, or I say, hey, bud, you need one of these, I got an extra one, I'll sell you this one, just send me a little bit of cash for it. Now all of a sudden, I sell it to him. That's illegal. Now, is it going to be difficult to try and enforce that? Yeah, absolutely. So here's where the clause comes in at. They tie in the aspect of registration, as far as with background checks, with registration. What they started doing now in most of the terminology is they start putting in there, in the context, that the firearms that are deemed assault weapons have to be registered, just like they've done in California, just like they've done in Connecticut, just like they've done in New Jersey. Any of these weapons that they deem to be dangerous, assault weapon, a detachable magazine, big scary weapon. No, it's a semi-automatic rifle that has a detachable magazine, the standard capacity, that's what it is. You have to register it. And then what they're doing is, on the back side of that, once the timeline is done, once they give you 12 months to register it, if you get caught with that weapon, just like in California now, It is a felony possession if you get caught with your AR-15 that you legally purchased but never registered. That's what the whole background check goes into. It's not expanding background checks. It's the term. It's basically real soft terminology to try to make people think they're doing something that they're not. They already have background checks. Background checks are already in place. There's no expanding of them. There's no making them bigger and better. It's forcing American populations to register their firearms and then go through an FFL transfer every single time you sell a weapon or gift a weapon to anybody. And here's why they're doing that. They want to make it as difficult as possible and as easy as possible for them to track you, and as difficult as possible for you to transfer it. Because then, once they have everything tracked, remember, then they have red flag gun laws instituted. They may not do it this year, they may not do it next year, but they're going to keep trying. Mark my word, they will keep trying on these red flag gun laws. And once they get a red flag gun law in place, this is why it's so important we don't let it get into place. Once they have a federal red flag gun law, and once they have a background check, expanded background check registration bill in place, it's only a matter of time before they start having a list of every single person in the United States that has firearms. And of course, you're going to have people that aren't going to comply. You're going to have people that aren't going to register their firearms. And you're going to have people that, you know, hide in places and stuff like that. But in essence, the vast majority of the population of law-abiding citizens aren't going to want to get in trouble. They're going to register most of their firearms. And they're going to do everything by the book. Why? Because they're law-abiding citizens. Now, of course, the felons and the convicted felons and the armed robbers and everybody that's engaged in illicit activity on a regular basis, the MS-13 members, you know, all the Mexican cartel that the ATF gave machine guns to, all those guys, they don't follow the law. So they don't register firearms. They don't even care if they're running around with unregistered machine guns or hand grenades or RPGs. Their intent is to do great bodily harm to somebody. So why in the world do they care about some bobo gun law that the United States is trying to enact? They don't. And that is the point. They want the United States to be completely disarmed at the same time everybody that wants to do us harm, including the United Nations, as we know what they've been involved in with Africa for decades. They want to make sure everybody else is armed except for us. Perfect example of why you should always have the ability, and you do as a constitutional right, to defend yourself at any point in time. A law-abiding citizen and a armed law-abiding citizen stopped a very violent confrontation in Washington State yesterday. An individual came into a gas station and basically tried to purchase more alcohol. The female clerk that was there basically was like, no, you're unbelievably inebriated. You're not going to do this. Well, he got in this huge fight with her, ended up throwing stuff at her, hitting her, grabbed her by the hair, and started to drag her outside. Well, a law-abiding citizen was there who was actually armed, and he pulled up and saw what was going on. He had his two kids in the car. He jumped out of the vehicle, grabbed his pistol, basically put the guy on the ground, didn't shoot him, but forced him onto the ground until law enforcement got there 3 minutes later, and law enforcement arrested him. He was charged with, I think, assault and battery, first-degree robbery, first-degree burglary, and so forth. But again, this clerk, she didn't have a firearm on her. This guy was dragging her outside. I mean, was he going to do great bodily harm? I don't know. Was he going to rape her? Was he going to kill her? I don't know. But this guy pulled up and had the ability to stop a violent felony from taking place simply by being armed. Never fired a shot. Never fired a shot. Nobody was injured seriously as far as in the situation. But yet he was able to stop something from escalating, or from this little lady from going to crime scene number two, because he had the ability to exercise his Second Amendment rights. And this is why it's so crucial we never give this up, because once we give this up, we will be at the mercy of a dictatorial and tyrannical government that will do anything and everything they want. So I always tell everybody, watch that first Hunger Games, and you will see real quick what happens when you are disarmed and you had basically at the mercy of the military that controls you, and they pull up in their MRAPs and their machine guns, and they basically line you up in a corner, and they tear all your stuff up, and they search all your stuff. You don't do anything. Or you can grab a pitchfork. You can grab a machete. Yeah, you may get one guy. You may get the first guy who's run a point. But they're just going to light you up as soon as you hit the first person. That's what happens. What always happens. You get an angry mob. They'll do that. Okay, well, see if we get 20, 30 people with pitchforks and shovels. Okay, that's cool. Until they bring out the belt-fed light machine guns. And you see how that works out for you. And then everybody's dead. So again, do not allow yourself to be brainwashed into thinking we need more gun control, because gun control does not work. The only people it helps are the tyrannical government that's trying to control you, and that is a fact in every single case, Dad.
You know, Austin, you're absolutely right on this, because the gun could, and I'm going to make this point again, the criminals don't give up their guns. The criminals don't give them up. Only the law-abiding citizens give up their guns. They're criminals for a reason. They're called criminals. They break the law. They don't listen. They're not going to give up the guns. That's what's so stupid. They're not going to go that. They're not going to go house to house searching for guns from the criminals. They don't even – some of the areas are with Sharia law or no-go Muslim areas or gang areas, MS-13 gang areas. The police don't even go in those areas anymore. They stay out of them. The police are scared to go into those areas, because if they go into those areas, they know they're going to have an immediate escalation and police officers are going to die, because the guys are going to walk out there with machine guns and the cops don't have the machine guns, and they're going to have more firepower than the police do. And the cops know better than to try to go in there and get them. And this is what we have in our country. Hundreds of millions of weapons of law-abiding citizens who would do anything to keep the peace, live peacefully, try to earn a living, pay their bills, love their wife, love their children, do everything they can, pay their taxes, and they want to take our guns away. Why? Because it's what a tyrannical regime has to do. The Rothschild banking cartel is taking control of our country through the Exchange Stability Fund and the Federal Reserve System. They run the United States Federal Reserve through the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And this is what they do. And there's nothing we can do to stop this unless we get rid of the Federal Reserve. This is what Ron Paul talked about all the time. This is why I was precinct captain in one of the largest precincts in my hometown, my home city, my home county here, Polk County, Florida. I was the precinct captain for Ron Paul back in 2008. Sat there until my voice was lost and I got sick. I kid you not. That was 11 years ago. And I sat there all day long, and finally we got the results from our precinct, and we had like 4 people vote for Ron Paul. 4 people. That was it. And I know the people. It was me, my wife, and another couple, another husband and his wife. That was it. Nobody else voted for him. And I'm like, what the heck, man? See, I learned that day. The day of the election, you know, trying to change people's minds when they're going to vote doesn't work. You've got to educate people. You've got to teach them from, like, right now, with an election a year and a half away, hey, look, here's the deal. Here's what we have to do. Because if we don't do that, guys, what ends up happening is we confuse the narrative. I mean, people don't understand. They have believed this lie for so long. It's like this. I told you guys a few months ago, I was talking about medical doctors who do unnecessary procedures and diagnose people with specific illnesses who aren't sick, because they want to do procedures on those people so they can make more money. And I got a lot of people saying, wow, that's crazy. I've never heard of such a thing. Article just came out. It says, why some doctors purposely misdiagnose patients. Hundreds of people say a Michigan doctor falsely diagnosed them with epilepsy. He wouldn't be the first to lie to patients about how sick they are. I have this posted on my website. It's important you guys understand that. At the guy's trial, Martinez lawyers painted a portrait of a man on a quest to conduct as many EEGs as possible, and of a hospital that looked the other way as red flags went up around him. The lawyers accused Asada of being hired by Oakwood Healthcare on a contract that compensated him for each EEG he performed. In his time at the hospital from 97 to 2007, his salary rose from $185,000 to $300,000. He qualified for bonuses up to $220,000. If he had met certain billing targets, are you listening to me? If he met certain billing targets, he got $180,000, $200,000 in bonuses. Brian McKean, Martinez's lawyer, told jurors that Awad had turned that EEG machine into an ATM. I'm going to repeat that. Said that Awad had turned the EEG machine into an ATM. In court, Awad denied Martinez's accusations. He claimed that there were many reasons to do an EEG, such as to confirm a diagnosis or to see if a medication was working. Awad was born in Egypt, and after stints at New York University and the Children's Hospital of Michigan, he told the court he went to Oakwood to serve in the area's many Arabic-speaking patients. I mean, this happens all the time. Several doctors surrounding Awad also spoke out against him. In 2002, a developmental pediatrician named Susan Youngs, who worked with Asad, sounded an alarm. Young was contractually obligated to refer patients to him. And this just goes on and on. Guys, this is one case. We're not even talking about what's going on with doctors who tell you there's no options, that you have to have a cardiovascular bypass surgery. However, knowing that it's going to change your personality in like 99% of the cases. Think about this for a second. Always get
a second opinion. And I'm not even talking about the doctors who intentionally tell people they have cancer or they may have cancer and they have to have preliminary or preventive surgery for the cancer. I've got a pastor friend of mine here in our hometown, and his mom was great. I loved his mom. She was absolutely wonderful. And she was having an intestinal problem, stomach problem, probably from GMO foods. Who knows? I don't know. I'm speculating. But the doctor decided that, you know, he was just going to open her up. So he opened her up from her sternum all the way down to her pubic bone just to go in there and look around and see what he could find. Are you listening to me? Just to see what he could find. I'm going to go check things out, open you up, see what we can find. We're going to cut you open. And, of course, she dies. She never got out of the surgery. She never recovered. Died. Of course, he shows up at the funeral. So you ask yourself a question. Wait a minute. Did he still get paid his surgical fee? Of course he did. And I'm not saying that all doctors are like this. We've got some really good physicians out there. But you've got to make sure that before you go in for surgery or before you go in for a major procedure, that you get multiple other physicians telling you that. Now, what I always do when I have something like that going on, like when I had my back surgery 30 years ago, I don't tell the other doctors what the other doctors said. I get an independent diagnosis without having a skewed diagnosis because one guy reads another guy's report and says, oh, he's right, I agree with him. I don't put up with that. I get different guys telling me what they think based upon their own research and results. That way you can make a decision of informed consent because like it says in those Nuremberg codes, you have a right to know what they're going to do to you before they do it. And you need to know, is that doctor, does he own that clinic? Does he own the LLC that owns the clinic? Does he have any financial gain from sending you to these certain places? And guys, you would be shocked how many times the answer on that is yes. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, and that's one of the articles that we'll be have sending out here soon is the article that Harrison wrote is exactly goes into that, how, you know, the medicine back in the early 1900s was constantly evolving positively, so to speak. They were constantly trying to look at things from a natural standpoint. And really, once the giant medical industrial complex and medical insurance started to be built after World War II in the 50s, it just exploded into no longer being as concerned about helping people out, fixing people. And it slowly, not very quickly at all, very slowly degraded into this medical industrial complex where everything is essentially brought in by profits and greed and avarice, and all they care about is essentially to keep people on pharmaceuticals or on the medical industrial complex bill as long as physically possible. That's why I tell people all the time, people call and they say, man, you know, I don't know what to do. I'm having issues with my gallbladder. It's very, very common. And I go, okay, well, first off, we need to get you on a gallbladder fast. Then we need to look at your diet. They go, well, the doctor says we need to do emergency gallbladder removal surgery. I say, what? Why? Well, he's saying my gallbladder's sluggish and I don't need it anymore and it's just going to cause more problems. So he wants to remove it. I said, he does know that you're born with a gallbladder for a reason, right? It's not there just as, you know, a picture. Oh, no, I understand that. But, you know, he says, I need to get rid of it right now. You know, we got to do it right now. It's an emergency. If we don't do it very soon, you know, I'm going to have all these issues. And I go, have you done a gallbladder fast yet? Well, no, that takes 3 days. Why don't you give that a shot first? And I can't tell you how many times I've had people email me and call me and go, man, I passed all these gallstones. I feel so much better. I did the fast on it, blah, blah, blah. And they just go on and on and on, and they're fine. They keep their gallbladder. And then I've also had the other ones that they call me up after. And, you know, they never do the fast. They go and have the surgery done, and then they're on all these enzymes and all these medical medications for the rest of their life because they have their gallbladder removed. For something in most cases that is very, very simplistic and easy to fix. But again, the doctors in a lot of cases want to get that surgical fee, exactly what Dad said. Also, too, in other news, this is one reason why I've continued to tell everybody that we have to remain firm in our beliefs and in our boots, so to speak, on what's going on with this hardcore transgender agenda that's going on right now. And I've talked about this repeatedly, but I'm going to bring it up again because it's getting worse. I saw an article earlier, and this I'm not going to go into a ton of detail because a lot of this is just media, just obfuscation. But an individual, one of the guys that used to play in a TV show is called Saved by the Bell. His name was Mario Lopez. He made a comment the other day, basically put out a Twitter, if I'm not mistaken, that he went out and basically said that it's extremely dangerous for parents to affirm transgenderism in infant children. And children that are ages 3 years old have no idea what gender even is. And he wasn't making like an anti-transgender rant. What he was saying was that it's getting younger and younger and younger to the point of lunacy now that children that are 3 years old have no idea what they're even doing. They live in a fantasy world. They run around and play with toys and jump off stuff and build forts. They're kids. And he said it's ludicrous that we're allowing or even thinking that three-year-olds and infants have the ability to pick which gender they are, and parents now are actually affirming it and encouraging it. And, oh, man, he got eviscerated. I mean, they filleted him to the bone on mainstream media. All these mainstream media outlets, all these Hollywood outlets, I mean, completely and totally eviscerated him. Basically said he's talking hate speech. He's basically talking about hate, hate, hate. Everything's hate. And what's ironic, he's Latino. He's not white. So they couldn't pull the white nationalist card on him, but they pulled just about every other card they could on him. So then he finally capitulated. He came in and he gave a formal apology. I'm so sorry if I've offended anybody. That's not what I meant to do. Basically, if you want to be transgender, you want to tell your children to be transgender, that's okay. I was out of line saying that. Didn't matter. Continued to eviscerate him and eviscerate him and eviscerate him, and now they're talking about dropping him from Access Hollywood because of his hate speech, because that's where he essentially was working on as far as with the news. Hollywood News. And I say all this as an example and as a stark warning. You cannot win with these individuals by being submissive. I know this is a really hard topic, especially for Christians, but when you get and you're dealing with militant individuals that all they know how to do is scream and yell and fall on the floor, kicking and yelling, demanding you capitulate to their perverted ideology. You cannot win by saying something and capitulating and turning around and backtracking and apologizing for what you say. This has been seen in numerous occasions now. And the reason why this is done this way is they use it as an example, as a warning to everybody to not basically say anything. Keep your mouth shut. If you say anything about us that we don't like, if you say anything about our pedophile agenda that we don't like, we're going to crucify you on mainstream media. And even if you apologize, we're still going to crucify you again on mainstream media. So as I said a minute ago, do not submit to this ideology. You have to find out what you believe. You really do. You have to make your own personal belief on where you stand on this entire topic. Me, I think Lopez was 100% right. There's no legitimate purpose that a child has any reason even knowing about transgenderism, much less giving them the option to pick and choose. That is something that if you are a consenting adult over the age of 18 and you decide you want to go have body parts chopped off at your expense that you pay for, you have that right to do so. I can't tell you you can't do that. That is not for me to say. However, what it is for me to say is that you do not have the right to try to indoctrinate my young children into your perverted ideology, which is growing into the pedophilia ideology, by the way. I'm telling you right now, I've said this for years, and I'm standing to that 100%. This transgender ideology that they're trying to push on everybody is nothing more than a ruse and a soft attack to get us to accept pedophilia in the very near future. As I've already gone into detail on that on numerous occasions on why that's happening. So again, when I tell you this, do not submit to this perverted ideology whatsoever. Mario Lopez tried to do so. He tried to backtrack, and they still eviscerated him on mainstream media. This means you cannot win with them. The only thing they know is essentially you being strong, overt, and open. Regardless if they don't like what you say, they can deal with it, because last time I checked, there's a First Amendment right, and if they get to say whatever they want and get to spew their filthy ideology, you get to say whatever you want and spew your truth and reason and biblical principles. And that is how it has to be, or else we are going to lose this country from the inside out if we continue this political correct nonsense and put duct tape over our mouths every time we're afraid somebody somewhere might get offended by something we say, Dad.
The mainstream media is controlled by the Luciferians. I can't be any more direct than that. And they want to subvert the culture. They want to destroy what God made. I talk about it on Wednesday's show. We must understand that they're trying to create an inversion.
They're trying to make everything as bad as they possibly can in order to bring in a satanic new world order. These twisted lowlife think that they have to make the earth an unbelievable place right out of the pit of hell in order to have God come back. And they don't want God to come back because they've already given themselves over to Lucifer. This is what they believe. This is who they are, what they believe, what they think, and what they fantasize about. And one of their key things is the transgender movement. They've got to make us basically a monosex. They've got to make it so you can have sex with anything. I talked about this on Wednesday. You can be a pansexual like Miley Cyrus. What the heck? She has sex with everything and anything? What kind of weirdness is this? This is what they believe. It's part of their Kabbalah teaching. I don't like going into this too much, but this is what they believe. They believe that they've got to go as low as below. They have to make it as bad as they possibly can. Sabbatane Zvi did this, and then Jacques Frank did it. This is the same group. This is the modern reincarnation of the straight Babylonian druidic worship that started again in the 1600s and has continued to grow and taken over the Federal Reserve systems and the Rothschild banking cartels until we have this full-blown mess going on right now in the United States, all waiting and culminating in the rebuilding of a third temple and the rise of the Antichrist, which still blows my mind that Christians want to give money to the rebuilding of the third temple fund. What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Jesus Christ came that you may have life. We don't need human sacrifices or animal sacrifices or whatever the heck they're planning on doing in this temple. We don't need to do all that. But guys, we've got to wake up. Austin's right. You've got to stand against it. I'm not politically correct. I'm not okay with transgenderism. I'm not okay with you forcing it on your children. If you're a 50-year-old guy and you want to dress like a girl and talk like a girl and walk like a girl and wear a miniskirt, whatever. You have your rights in this country, but don't tell me I've got to like it. Don't tell me that I have to accept what you're going to do and make me think that it's okay and force it on my children. That I won't do. And if you want to do it, I'll look at you and I'll say, wow, that guy's really strange. He's got isomorphic, gender-morphic disorder. Something's wrong with that guy, but whatever. Whatever floats his boat, was whatever he wants to do, just don't force me to accept it, and don't let me say, if I say I don't like it or I disagree with it, that I'm wrong, that there's something wrong with me. Unbelievable, Austin. By the way, 554-year-old Boys Cathedral Choir is now being sued for gender bias in Berlin. The Germans have completely capitulated. I've got a friend of mine who went over to see an opera, Parsifal, in Germany, over close to Nuremberg, and it's a Wagner opera, and it's been around for hundreds of years. And what was interesting about this is it was about Christ, Christianity, all this other stuff is what it was about. And he had a goal to go to this place. It's very expensive. Tickets sold out for years in advance. He finally got to go a few weeks ago, and it's completely been changed. It's all politically correct now. It's about the Muslims and the Jewish folks. And it's not about Christianity anymore. It's about a whole group of people and showing how religions are this or religions are all that. They've completely modernized it in Germany because of political correctness, because they have been reprogrammed over there not to be nationalists. That's why they've allowed millions and millions and millions of migrants in through Angela Merkel and didn't rise up in arms. Oh, but wait a minute. We've done the same thing, haven't we? We've allowed millions and millions and millions of migrants to come into the country, and we haven't rose up again. And Donald Trump now has billions of dollars on the table that he can use. Where's the wall, Mr. Trump? Where are the construction crews, Mr. Trump? Why weren't you getting bids for the last 2.5 years, and why were they not on go with their finger on the start button when you got the money given to you? I don't know. What happened to, I'm going to build the wall higher now because the Mexican president's going to have to pay for it. What happened to all that? What happened to lock her up? Yeah, now it's about taking our rights away and registering guns and background checks and red flag gun laws. What the heck? Berlin. A 9-year-old girl is suing centuries-old Berlin Boys Choir, arguing, shame on you, Germany, arguing that her bid to join was only rejected because of her gender, in a case that has sparked debate over equal rights versus artistic freedom. The state and the cathedral choir is one of the most renowned boy choirs in Germany, founded in 1465 by Frederick II of Brandenburg. Over its 554 years, it has never admitted any girls. The girl, whose identity was not revealed to protect her privacy, auditioned with the choir in March and was rejected, according to the Berlin Administrative Court, that is to rule on the suit on Friday. The choir contends the girl's rejection was not predominantly about her gender, and she would have been asked to join if she had displayed extraordinary talent and motivation, and if her voice had matched the desired sound characteristics of the boys' choir. The choir also expressed doubt that it would be able to work with the girls' parents. Guys, if I want to have an all-girls choir, or if I want to have an all-boys choir, or if one weirdo wants to have an all-transgender choir, whatever, why do we have to have legislation to prevent that from happening? Why do we have to have legislation? Why do they have to be involved with us? Why do they have to come in and regulate us? Think about what I'm saying. If I want to give my children 76 vaccinations, I should have the right to do that, or I should have the right not to do that. Why does a tyrannical government think they can tell us what we can do in every aspect of our lives? Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. I had the privilege, like I mentioned earlier, praying for you. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. God bless you. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll do the write-up.
Absolutely, guys. We appreciate all the continued support. And, again, just continue to, you know, push the truth. Push what's going on with everything right now. Wake people up. Open their eyes. That is one of the best things we can do right now. We have the ability to do so effectively with social media, everything. Even though they suppress it a lot, there's still ways around it, as we have found, with emails that we do, with the radio show that we do, with the podcast. All this stuff. I mean, I'm going to be on Hagman's show tonight. I got a bunch of stuff I'm trying to work on for tonight to get on that show with him as far as stuff we're going to discuss. And it's just crucial that we start talking the truth, because we're getting to the point now, and I've seen this really bad, especially in the churches lately. I go to a church in Winter Haven whenever I'm in town and stuff like that, and I like a lot of it over there, and the pastor's pretty good for the most part, and he's very open about pushing a lot of the stuff and being very vocal about it. But in some cases still, though, I talk to some people in the church, and it's like, it's people are getting scared to talk about certain things, which should never be the case in this country. You should never be nervous to talk about the truth. You have an amendment right, a right, not 5% of the right, not 10% of the right, 100% of a God-given right, and then a ratified constitutional right to be able to speak your mind and talk about the truth, even if people don't like it. So stay awake, stay alert. Be sure, if you need anything, check us out, healthmasters.com. We have the Revitalizing Facial Cream back in stock, finally. Just got a brand new batch of it in. Really great product. Has been a very popular product the last couple months. We're out of stock on it for a little bit. On the website right now, went ahead and put it up for 15% off. They'll help everybody out, considering the fact it was out of stock for so long, on the front page of the website. Also, too, the Mood Support Kit. Kit we put together there with our magnesium brain food, our B, our Norwegian Omega-3. Really, really popular. Great stack to help out with a very good mood, very good memory, very good focus. On sale for over 10% off on the website. So healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome day. I'll talk to you again on the Hagman Show tonight, and you guys have a blessed weekend other than that, and we'll talk to you again on this show Monday, as always.